I will invoke the Alien Enemies Act of 1798. Think of that. 1798. That's when we had real politicians that said we're not going to play games. We have to go back to 1798.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Anditas. Let's get to it. It's Monday, October 21st, 2024. Welcome to Day 1371. With just 15 days until the 2024 election, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are essentially tied across the seven battleground states that will decide the outcome of the race. The polls have been tightening over the last 2 weeks, with Harris now ahead by about 1 point on average, her smallest lead since the Democratic convention. And while Trump has gained some ground over the past couple weeks, the margin between Trump and Harris is 2 percentage points or less in all seven major swing states, which include Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. Although Harris is the favorite to win the popular vote, the Electoral College bias favors Republicans by about 2 percentage points, which means the race remains best characterized as a toss-up. Meanwhile, Elon Musk's pro-Trump super PAC plans to give away $1 million per day until Election Day to a random registered voter who signs Elon Musk's petition supporting free speech and the right to bear arms. Musk has also promised to pay people $47 for each registered voter they refer to sign the petition. Federal election law, however, prohibits paying citizens to persuade them to vote or to register to vote. It is also illegal to solicit votes or registrations with anything having monetary value, including cash, liquor, lottery chances, and welfare benefits such as food stamps. Elon Musk endorsed Trump this summer and has contributed $75 million to his America PAC. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro called Musk's promised payments deeply concerning and called them something that law enforcement could take a look at. Moving on, U.S. District Court Judge Tanya Chutkan ordered the release of a heavily redacted dossier of evidence in Special Counsel Jack Smith's January 6th case against Trump. The judge rejected Trump's request to delay the release and his argument that releasing the material publicly would constitute election interference, and said that incidental effects on politics are not the same as a court's intentional interference with them. She added, as a result, it is in fact defendants' requested relief that risks undermining the public interest. If the court withheld information that the public otherwise had a right to access solely because of the potential political consequences of releasing it, that withholding could itself constitute or appear to be election interference. Meanwhile, the five men who were wrongfully convicted in the Central Park 5 jogger rape case in 1989 filed a defamation lawsuit against Trump over his remarks during the presidential debate last month. In 2002, the five men were exonerated when DNA linked another person to the attack. The victim of the attack sustained life-threatening injuries but survived. Still, during the debate, Trump said that the men, quote, admitted they said they pled guilty, and I said, well, if they pled guilty, they badly hurt a person, killed a person ultimately, and if they pled guilty, then they pled we're not guilty. The lawsuit said Trump's statements are demonstrably false, adding, plaintiffs never pled guilty to any crime and were subsequently cleared of all wrongdoing. Further, the victims of the Central Park assaults were not killed. The complaint also said that the men have suffered injuries as a result of defendant Trump's false and defamatory statements. And finally, Donald Trump, who has refused to disclose any details about his physical or mental well-being, is reportedly exhausted and refusing interviews. In the past few weeks, Trump, who is 78 years old, has canceled several interviews and public appearances and declined a second debate with Kamala Harris. Trump was the oldest president in American history at the time that he served and is currently the oldest nominee in history. Trump, meanwhile, called Harris a shit vice president.
You just can't take it anymore. We can't stand you. You're a shit vice president.
Spent the first 10 minutes of a speech telling stories about the size of Arnold Palmer's penis and then went to work at a McDonald's drive-thru window and fry station. No one ordered food. Instead, people received whatever Trump gave them. That's all for now. You can find the links and sources for all of these stories on the main website. And as always, visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.